Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Colossians chapter 1, we were talking about 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. This verse teaches us that a person who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Let's continue with that thought today.
And when the earth shall crumble,
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
In 1 John 4, verses 2 and 3, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. And that's telling us a couple things. First of all, you must believe that Jesus Christ was Almighty God in the flesh. If a person doesn't believe that, then they can't be saved. It also means that you believe in the virgin birth. Because if he had been born of a human father, he would have inherited a sin nature. Then he would not have been a perfect sacrifice. So my friend, it is necessary. I don't think a person that refuses to believe in the virgin birth is saved. Because in receiving Christ, they must receive the person of Christ and who he is. He is God Almighty in the flesh. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 1, it says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Jesus is the anointed one who was anointed to take away our sin, my friend. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. In 2 John and verse 7 and verses 9 through 11 it says, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and Antichrist. Then in verse 9 of 2 John, he says, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Now that's clear. You don't accept this doctrine of Christ, then you don't have God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Now, in that particular portion where he says that they don't hold to the doctrine of Christ, in other words, they would say, well, Jesus Christ was a good man, but he wasn't Almighty God. He was a high angel. Or they call him a brother of Lucifer, but the good brother, and Lucifer was the bad brother. I mean, I realize this attacks the religion of Mormons and Jehovah Witnesses, although I don't believe they're Jehovah's Witness. I believe that they are a false witness, but nonetheless, that's my opinion. And I take that opinion because the Word of God says different than what they believe. They have to believe that Jesus is the Christ. Now, he says, don't receive this kind into your house. That is, in that day, they would house people as they would go around, and they'd put them up, feed them, and everything else. He says, don't do that. He's not saying don't preach to them. He's saying don't invite them into your house. And then secondly, he's saying don't bid them Godspeed. In other words, a Jehovah Witness comes to your door, for an example. Yes, you share with them the doctrine of Christ. Now, I wouldn't talk to them about the kingdoms or anything else. Because if they don't get Christ right, then the kingdoms and everything else, it doesn't matter whether you convince them or not. They have to be right on the doctrine of Christ. And so if first things should be first, so we need to talk to the unsaved about their soul and who Jesus Christ is. And so we try to share with them Christ. If they won't listen, send them on your way, their way, but don't bid them Godspeed. Don't say good luck, have a good day, or anything of that nature. Because if you do, he says you're partaker of their evil deeds. And I don't think that you want to be that, especially when you have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 22 and 23, whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Now, my friend, that's very, very clear. You either have him or you don't have him. It's not based on your feelings. It's based on the facts of the Word of God. In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, my friend, there are no exemptions to that. No man goes to heaven but by Jesus Christ. Now, this belief must be acted upon. In James 2:19, it says, Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. In other words, if I believe like the devils believe, would that mean I was going to heaven? Evidently not. You see, Acts 3:19 says, Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. In Luke 13:3, Jesus said, Except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. So, my friend, there's a need of repentance. That word repent means to turn from. You turn from yourself, you turn from your sin, and you're converted. You give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. As Thomas said to him, My Lord and my God. If your idea is, well, I want to live the way I'm living now and continue in my same sin, just give me an insurance policy. If I say the magic words of Jesus coming to my heart, then I can go ahead and live the way I want to. Well, my friend, that is not believing with the heart. That is not believing unto righteousness. That is not repentance. That is simply a belief like the devils have. Very real, maybe even scares you. But it is not saving faith. You see, that rejects being in Christ and therefore being a new creation. Now, there are those who want it both ways today. In other words, they want to talk like the world. They want to dress like the world. They want to even sing songs like the world. They want to have the rock music, but put Christian words to it. And then they want to go watch the filthy movies and yet come away from there just saying, well, I'm trying to be a good and clean person. My friend, that is blasphemy. That is total blasphemy. You're either in Christ or you're not. You're on one side or the other. If you're going to be in the middle, you are lukewarm. God says that makes him sick and he'll spew you out of his mouth. Imagine you're on an island and you're shipwrecked and you think of a message and that you could send in a bottle. And so you find a pen and paper and you write a message. You're able to give the approximate coordinates and then you throw the bottle into the ocean as the tide is going out. Now, there's only one problem. There's no cork or airtight lid. So what happens? Well, that bottle sinks, the paper gets wet, and the ink blurs, and the message is smeared away, and all is lost. However, if you have the same bottle, same message, with a cork or some type of an airtight lid, then it'll keep the message dry, and the bottle will float until it reaches someone. Now, you may have had a message written or heard a story or something else, and that story or that message was placed in you as a child. But there was no cork, okay, no airtight lid. And the sea of iniquity has swallowed you up, and the message now is not discernible. It's not of effect. Why? Because you never got the lid. That is, you never had Christ as Lord. He is not your Savior. You're not in Him. You may have written the right message, but you didn't allow Christ to cover your life. Today, He wishes to top off your life with salvation and make you a new creature in Christ. And He'll do that, my friend, if you'll let Him. Why not right where you are right now? Admit your need. I am a sinner. In Romans 3:10, it says, There is none righteous, no, not one. In Romans 3:23, it says, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, my friend, that includes me. And that includes you. We're all sinners. We all come short of the glory of God. The glory of God is Jesus Christ. And my friend, every one of us comes short of Jesus Christ. Be willing to turn from sin. That is, repent. Acts 17:30, The Bible tells us that God commandeth all men everywhere now to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world, and it's by that man whom he hath raised from the dead, that is, by Jesus Christ. So turn from depending on yourself, your good works, or anything else to get you to heaven, and turn to Jesus Christ, solely depending on him, giving your life to him, believing that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, shedding his precious blood, that he was buried and 3 days later rose from the dead. You invite him into your life, your God and Savior. He's the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father. That is, no man goes to heaven but by Jesus Christ. My friend, he died for you because he loves you. He left heaven's glory and took on flesh because he loves you. He paid your penalty in full because he loves you. My friend, he loves you so much that if you had been the only person in all of history to have sinned, Jesus still would have come and died on the cross for your sins. Why not, through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come to your life as your personal Savior right now? The promise in Romans 10:13 is, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." My friend, why not right now just bow your head and pray this prayer. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that he rose up from the dead 3 days later. I am willing, by your help and power, to turn from sin. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord and my God and my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. Our announcer will be giving you our address at the conclusion of this broadcast, and we want to hear if you received Christ as Savior. I have a booklet that I want to send to you. It's titled Building Blocks, and this booklet is written to help you to grow as a Christian. It'll show you how to study the Bible. It'll give you helps in that area. It'll show you how to pray. It'll tell you about the local church. And it'll show you even how to tell others about Jesus Christ and to lead them to a saving faith. And my friend, I want to send that booklet to you absolutely free. Just write and let me know that you have asked the Lord to save you, and now you want the booklet. If you'd like to have a copy of this message on Colossians 1:15, then write us and let us know. It's been going on now for 3 days. It's titled The Image of the Invisible God. And when you write us, just ask for The Image of the Invisible God and send us a gift of $5. And our announcer will be giving you that address in just a moment. My time is up, so I do thank you for listening. And my friend, may the lamp of God's word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my